Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzz like highs and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
We're all about pick up your crown. Royal dreams, they try on me, run its armies. Royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Brothers and sisters, got another powerful show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Wow, got a bomb burner scheduled for you today. We're going to jump right in. We're going to talk about from carbon to crystals, from carbonite beings to crystallite beings, what we call the Christos or the Christ. This is extremely important because it breaks down Christology. It breaks down heliology and metaology, which is all part of kingdomology, which is what we've been talking about for the last, really all this week, and we're talking about for the rest of this year as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how each one of us are becoming a Christ, if you want to use that term, or a Christos. It's the ability to under, over, and understand our God-given destiny. So this is the true destiny of mankind or the God kind. So we're talking about today, brothers and sisters, something that's extremely, extremely important because this is discipleship. This is messiahship. This is actually kingdomology or kingship. And so when we're talking about being a disciple, we're talking about being a messiah. We're talking about being a king or being a. And so at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, this is heliology. This is metaology, and this is kingdomology and our Christology or Christosology. So we want to jump right in and we're going to talk about how we are being transformed or how we are returning back to source or returning back to our original destiny or the original way by which the Father, you know, designed or created us. And so when we're talking about creation, we're talking about the fact that we are made in the image and likeness of our Father. And so we're turning back to heliology. So heliology, or heliologist, is what we are. And so now let's look at this term and these words, because each one of these words reveal, explain, illuminates, and simplify who we are being or who we are being or beaming. So now we want to talk about the fact that as we break down this very complex issue or subject, we are talking about how we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds. So this is a journey that we are all on as we are returning back to source, as we are, our DNA is being, you know, transformed into light bodies, if you will. It is a new pattern. It is a new physical pattern that is being expressed, that is being exposed, and that is being expanded inside of the body. This is what we call heliology. So when we're talking about these terms today, again, this is just an introduction to the terms. We'll be breaking it down a little bit further, you know, at different shows. But we want to talk about this word helio. Now, the word helio, H-E-L-I-O, helio, and where we get the word heliology, is this ability to over and understand that it's a study that breaks down, if you want to, you know, overstand how what we call the sun. It is the metaphysics or the science behind the sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N. It's the ability to understand the metaphysics of how and what this does to each and every one of us when we break down how the sun affects our skin that we are in, or how it brings about a transformation of what is in. So without the sun, you know, that would be nothing we call. So the sun is way more than just the sun. Again, it is the life-giving mechanism of this universe, this planet. And so when we're talking about heliology, we're talking about the study of how, you know, the frequencies, the waves, eyes, or produces stuff that we call gnosis or life. Because without the sun, there is no life. We wouldn't be here. Nobody would be here without the sun, providing the heat and providing the informing or the information. So the sun, the physical sun, which is what heliology is all about, it's about the helios, or what we call the sun, or even the stars. And so when we break down and when we look at the study of the sun and the study of the stars, we're actually talking about how the sun, which is a star or part of our solar system, provides a constant sheet of hot plasma or electromagnetic frequency that allows us to exist, because that provides what you and I call life. So the sun sends out a frequency, a wave of vibration, and it's like the sun is a star, and so that means so are we. So it is the center of what we call our solar system. And it provides this magnetic frequency, this wave or this vibration that sends out this energy. When we look at the sun, it's just a huge hydrogen atom or a huge hydrogen bomb or a huge hydrogen ball. And when we look at the sun, it's made up of the number one chemical on the periodic table, which is helium or hydrogen. Now, the reason why this is so important, because this provides life on this particular planet, and everything is a manipulation of the sun. Everything is a manipulation of hydrogen. This is what is called neurobiology. So neurobiology is the over understanding of how the frequencies of the waves of the sun is turned into a neurophoton, and this neurophoton affects our neurological biology or neurobiology. Now, again, we're introducing this topic because it's such a deep topic, because it breaks down, again, this is what we're going to be talking about on many, many shows to come, because we want to go down into each one of these words, but we're introducing these terms today because each one of these terms are so powerful, because you're a carbon being. And as a carbon being, most of us don't understand what that means. So we have this carbon or this melanin or this dirt suit. And this carbon and this melanin and this dirt suit is being transformed. So the physical body that we own, and the Bible tells us as well, it talks about that there is a crystalline sequence that is taking place, that is taking us from the carbon base to the crystalline base, and that is heaven or kingdom. And so I'm going to use the word dark forces, if you will, are trying to hinder or slow down this process. And so there are certain wars, frequency, there's a frequency war that goes on, and it talks about the altering of the human DNA. There's a series on, I think it's Netflix, that talks about Altered Carbon. That's the name of the series. And what that series is talking about is trying to prevent the carbon from being alternated or being changed to the Christos or the Christ. So this, again, the first term that we've broken down is just heliology. And again, this is the study of the sun and how and what the sun does. Again, ology is words, helios, sun. So it's the words that produces the sun or produces light or produces energy. So this ability to understand heliology is one of the foundations, if you will, of understanding how the change that you're going through is taking place. So right now you're going through, and this is heliophysics. When we look at how the helios or heliology is producing heliophysics, this explains the physics of the sun. This explains, again, helios, which means sun, and ology, which means words. So these words produce the sun. This is, again, solar physics. And this is over understanding how solar physics affects the electromagnetic sphere that establishes plasma physics or nuclear physics. And that's you. So the sun affects you. That's just basically what heliophysics and heliology is all about. And again, we're going to be breaking this down further as we get into over and understanding these terms, because words establish the terms like a prison sentence. So if I give you a term, you go to court and they give you a sentence, that sentence is for a particular term or for a particular time. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, the next word we want to look at after the word heliology is the word Christology or Christology. And so, again, just like the word heliology, these are terms or words that, you know, people don't really throw around as much or talk about as much, because it's very difficult to over and understand when we're talking about ology. Christ is the Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office. And this is the words that establish. So there are words that establishes your office. And, you know, I call that the diakonia. So the diakonia, that's destiny. The word diakonia simply means service or ministry. So everybody has a service. Everybody has a ministry. And so when we're talking about Christology, it is the over and understanding. It's a study, if you want to use that word, of the ontological personality. It's the ability to over and understand what does the most debated topic or person on the planet. This is the study and the understanding of the Christos or the Christos. So Christology or Christology, it is the study of understanding how each and every one of us has a person, has a place, has a position. This is the ontological history and the ontological study of the Christos or the Christ. And this breaks down into the apostolic age. This has to do with the preeminence and the preexistence of the Christos or the Christ or the Lord, where we get the word again, that Greek word, or Creo, which breaks down into Lord. So the Christos is the ability and to over and understand something called theocracy or theo. Or theology, that is the appearance of a deity, so to speak, in human form. Now, brothers and sisters, that's you. That's the you are the pre-incarnate logos. You are the logos. You are words that has been downloaded inside of carbon, that has been translated back into light. That's you. And this is the study of how carbon is being transferred back into crystals or crystalline or light. So heliology and Christology leads us to metaology. And metaology, as you know, is just metaphysics. But it's the metaphysics that's based upon ology, just like Christos or Christology and heliology. It is the words that is producing a particular metaphysics or metaology. So when we talk about metaology, now we're talking about the study of how the metaphysics of Christ is based upon words. Words that produces a particular metaphysics. Meta simply means before the physical, which means spiritual. So this is words that produce spirit. So it's the ability to understand how do words produce physics? How does the word become flesh and dwell among men? Once you are able to wrap your brain around the metallurgy, it's extremely, extremely important because that changes your physiology. So metallurgy changes physiology. It's the ability of to bring about a transformation, which is what everything that we're talking about today is about. So what we are talking about today is how do we change the morphogenetic field? How do we change the field that you live in? This is the cymatics of you and I. So each one of us have a particular cymatics, or we have a particular way by which we exist. It is the process of how we exist. And this process is the science of consciousness. It is the science that establishes the templates of matter, meaning that there is a mental template that you have to maintain so that your carbon body turns into crystalline or crystals or light. So this pattern replaces the existing negative habit pattern that's inside the body with a new metaphysical pattern based upon the word. This is heliology. This is Christology. This is metaology. This is all of the ologies. This is theology. This is cosmology. This is biology. These are all of the ologies. This is fruitology. This is magnetology. This is freedomology. This is all of the ologies that we've been talking about this entire week, and we'll be continuing to talk about as we can continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify throughout the rest of this year. Because this is the true science of the golden means, the golden ratio, and the golden rule. This, my brothers, this, my sisters, is kingdomology. So kingdomology is truthology. This is the truth that will make you free. It doesn't ask you, hey, you, would you like to be free? It's like a lion. Lion doesn't ask, would you like to be lunch? The lion acts, operates on the assumptive clothes. He just assumes. He just automatically assumes that you are lunch. If you if you're alive and if you move, you're lunch. You're going to get eaten. That's the lion's mental disposition. That should be your mental disposition. That means all problems are lunch, meaning all problems have solutions. So that means if you encounter a problem that you don't have a solution to, then that simply means that something is wrong with the process, that something is wrong with the way that you think, because everything is lunch, because you're the king. You're the king of the jungle. So the under-open understanding of Christology, Heliosology, and Metaology is the ability to establish a new neurological network. This is the new conscious blueprint. It is an imprint. This is a genetic science. This is the science of consciousness. This is the science of how templates of conscious changes the template of matter. Everything that manifests on this planet has a living code. This is the code that establishes the cube that is expressed in a cross. You are that code. But if you do not know how to write your own code, that like a computer, computers work on code. So there are people who write computer code. Now, if you're not a computer code writer, somebody else is going to write the code for your computer. You're going to be controlled by something or someone else. That's the problem in the world today. The problem in the world today that most people, they don't write their own code. Somebody else is writing a code for you, my brother. Somebody else is writing a code for you, my sister. So it's time for you to write your own code. Every biological expression has a living code. There's a living code in all of biology. Everything manifests in the physical realm is built upon a crystalline or a helios or a metallurgy or a metaphysical code. And so each one of these codes establishes the type of physicality or body. So we manifest through genetics. through biology, through chemicals, through hormones, that all of the energetic functions of the body is the result of an imprint in the mind. Let me say it again. All energetic functions of the body is the result of a template in the mind. Let me say it again. All energetic functions, all chemical functions of the body is the result of an electrical, magnetical thought in the brain. So there is no motion in the body unless there is a thought in the brain. It is this, my brothers and sisters, is the under, over, and understanding that everything in reality is constructed from mentality. Let me say it again. Everything in reality is constructed from mentality. Let me say it again. Everything in your reality is the result of your mentality. It is the structure of the thought that manifests the physics. So physicality is built upon mentality. Let me say it again. Physicality is built upon mentality. So the carbon is built up on mental or what is called meta or epigenetics. That is before the genetics. So metaphysics is before the physics. Meta means before. Physics means physical. So before anything physical happens, that must be a mental. And so now it is the under over and understanding. How do you go from carbon to Christ? By understanding and by changing the mentality or the mentals. The innerverse must override the external or the outerverse. That's the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. If you're not a member, you need to join yesterday. So that way I can give you the key. The key is the crystal light matrix codes. So there's a science behind the sound codes or frequencies. Remember, the tone of the voice determines the speed of the choice. So the tone in the voice, that is the code that establishes sound frequencies or somatics that affects the way energy moves through the universe or through the space-time continuum. Let me say it again. Right now I'm speaking, within the English language is another language. That is cymatics. Within English is another language. The language that I'm speaking contains the language that changes matter. So carbon only responds to heliology. That's sun. That's the words that make sun. So the kingdomology is words that make the kingdom. Christology, words that make Christ. Metaology, words that make metaphysics. Freedomology, words that make freedom. Magnetology, words that make magnets. Fruitology, words that make fruit. Theology, words that make God. Cosmology, words that make the cosmos. Biology, words that make biology. Without understanding that, your dogs don't hunt. You're stuck in Groundhog's Day because matter doesn't respond to you. Because God only recognizes God. Game only recognizes game. It's the ability to under, over, and understand how to write your own code. How to control the sound frequency. How to control the language within inside of the language. This is the science of light. Do you understand the science of light? If you do not understand the science of light, then somebody else who does understand the science of light, they control your light, which controls your carbon. So now you're at the mercy of someone else's. So now you're putting the keys to your happiness in someone else's pocket. That's the problem. So you need to take the keys to your happiness out of somebody else's pocket, and you need to put the keys to your happiness in your own pocket. And that's what I teach in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because the whole universe, the whole crystal light matrix that we live in is based upon under, over, and understanding how structures control mass of matter. Structures being patterns, and the patterns being the genetic science of understanding how words create worlds. Once you understand Hebrews chapter 11, then you're able to take control and you can structure. You can understand the structure of consciousness. That's the science of atom. That's the science of atom. That's the science And it is a science of atom and adam and etum. These are all sciences. And it's your job to understand these sciences. Again, because people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so your job is to simply ascertain that knowledge so that you understand the etymology of all etymology. And you can get out of history. And you can write your own story. Right now, you're just part of his story. That his is the snake. So the skin that you're in is the snake's skin. That makes you the snake's kin. So we don't want to be kin of the snake. We want to be kin of the light. And so now you got to change your skin back to your light skin. So you got to go back to source. Go back to the light. Except there's many different lights. You want to make sure that you go back to the light. The light that's on the left side of the prism. The light on the right side of the prism, there's seven different lights. Those seven different lights are seven different angles. Those seven different angles are seven different traps. Those seven different traps are different ideals and different theologies. They're all great, but they're not the original theology. They're not the original, I'm going to use the word, trap. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm saying that most of the systems that we have in place, most of the cisterns, they don't lead to freedom. They're just a archaeological control. They're just part of these dumbed down systems that are a fracture, or that's fractured, that's sacred geometry that is bent light, but it's still bent. It's still light. This is what's called the blank slate. This is the beast system. This is the Metatronic Demonic Alliance. Now, brothers, sisters, I don't know if you and understand the depth of the statement, but again, we'll be breaking this down on future shows for you as well. But without understanding how these geometrical patterns produces a Metatronic Demonic state, and it affects many of us today because everything is a dumbed down version of the original. So my job is to assist you with turning back to the original and get out of, you know, Metatronics. So when we talk about Metatronics, we're just talking about the electrical and the magnetic systems. These electrical magnetic systems are cisterns that keep you trapped. Remember, a cistern is something that holds water. And your job is to return back source, turn back to oneness with the Father, and not be caught up in this alignment, this Metatronic alignment that manipulates your assignment. So it is a Metatronic distortion. This Metatronic distortion distorts reality, so that way it can manipulate your mentality. So that way you don't receive, or you cannot receive, the frequency from the big G. And so you fall for a watered down version of the big G, which is one of the little G's. And the little G's have a cistern or a system that is very similar to the big G, but it's not the big G. And so this is what this is all about. The Father is seeing if you really truly have aletheia. If you really, 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 really are in love with the big G. Because if you're not, like the Bible says, in this time, even the elect, if the time was not shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. So this has to do with understanding that this 5G technology that's been released and that's bombarding the earth today is going to bring about a false, I'm going to use the word conversion, that doesn't allow you to oscillate and vibrate in the etymology of God, in the etymology of faith, and the etymology of love, This is a fake DNA activation versus the Christ voice activation. And so this is all called metatronic demonic alignment, a.k.a. possession. So you're aligning with the wrong mind. So your job is to under, over, and understand faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. So you're able to produce, again, those three F's that we talked about on yesterday's show. So you should have faith. You should have, you know, and you should have fruit. So if you're going through life and you don't have faith, if you're going through life and you don't have, you know, fruit, and you don't have freedom, then that lets you know that you have aligned your mind with a demonic, or what is called a metatronic demonic alignment. And so what we want to do is get out of the metatronic consciousness, which is a false consciousness. It's not that it's not the original. We'll put it that way. And you're going to find a lot of people talking about and expressing and exposing this. Now, your job is to simply under, over, and understand and to follow your gut. Because, again, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth, whether it comes to listening to stuff that I talk about or listening to something that someone else talk about. Your job is to under, over, and understand that this is having an impact on a molecular level. And your job is anything that doesn't bring about unconditional love. Unconditional love. When you find yourself in a place or in a position where there's an inability to express unconditional love, then you know that you have received a distorted Christ. You have received a distorted frequency. So we are all frequency detectors. We have to deprogram ourselves. So the process of evolving is devolving. The process of loving or learning is unlearning. So the way that you love is to unlove. This is identifying this metatronic code and understanding the secrets of magnetism that we talked about before. And we're talking about, we've got one more show left that we'll be breaking down later on tonight as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the electromagnetic or the magnetization that leads to monetization that allows you to express or have what I call maximization. So the true ascension process is a maximization. It is an expansion process. It is a molecular or a cellular expansion. That means that the cells actually expand. So the cellular communication, your cells' ability to communicate with each other and the cells' ability to communicate with other cells is what we're doing or what's happening. Now, this is extremely important because now we're getting to under, over, and understanding the source code. So there's many codes that are out, but there's many codes, but there's only one code that's come from the source. So we want to tap into the source code. We want to get out of all of the other codes, and we want to connect with and tap into the source code. And once you do that, that allows you to go past all of the other codes. That allows you to be authentic with yourself. That allows you to operate and vibrate in a place where you can automatically go past all of other false light. And then you get to a place where truth, and that place is where truth overrides belief. So when truth arrives, belief stops. That's how you know you got the truth. So when truth arrives, belief stops. Why? It's not needed anymore. When I get $1 million in the bank, I don't need to believe I'm a millionaire. I know I'm a believer now. So truth is knowing. Belief is wishing. So if you got a belief, you have a wish. Nothing wrong with that. You got to have a dream. But when the dream comes true, you no longer have a dream. When the dreams come true, now you have a knowing. And that's the place of the Christos, or what we call Christ, becoming one with source. That's returning back to source, returning back to the source code. That is the what we call, what I call toroidal, what I call tachyon, and what I call scalar in physics. And it's this ability to over and understand those different terminologies, if you will, which is the way by which science expresses the same thing of how our physical body that was built on, you know, mass of matter is becoming transformed into crystalline or crystals. And that's what Yahushua talked about when he said, "Touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father." He talked about his glorified body. And so we all are going to have a glorified body. And it is this new glorified body. So the physical body becomes a new crystallized Christ-like body. Now, all of this is what was taught in the ancient text. And so our physical bodies were originally created with this etheric substance. And for proof of that, you just go back to the beginning and you look at Genesis 1 and you ask yourself one question. What was Adam and Eve before the fall? And what caused the fall? Can you answer that question? Now, I'll be breaking that down tomorrow morning. So you want to tune in tomorrow morning around about 12 noon on Facebook Live, and I'll be sharing the word breaking down kingdomology, and we'll be talking about that topic along with a few other topics. But what we need to understand is what is called the divine frequency of the big G. That's what I call it. So in order for us to operate in 5G, again, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's what the scripture says. So we got a conundrum. When 5G, when the true 5G frequency or wave, when the earth evolves, that intensity of the 5G matrix doesn't allow for physical mass or matter to exist. You need to have a glorified or a etheric body. So what Yahushua was talking about was the change in the frequency and the atmosphere that's the result of us entering into this new cosmic dimension or this new cosmic age. And so your inability or my inability to oscillate or to vibrate in that age is what we are expressing, exposing, expanding today. And so the reason why that's so important is because this is a cosmic. That's why, again, we're going to break down cosmology, break down biology, break down theology. So this helps you to over and understand the density that's required when we talk about a crystalline or a Christ body. Because a three-dimensional carbon-based body cannot survive in the higher dimensions. Let me say that again. A three-dimensional carbon-based, melanin-based body cannot survive in the 5G or the five-dimensional ether. Let me say that again. Are you listening, black man, black woman? There's a lot of black folks walking around talking about melanin and carbon. It's great. It's off the hizzle, full shizzle. It allows you to be a great extension in a 3D, not so much in 4D, and you'll be toast in 5G or 5D, which is coming down the pipe. That's why you notice all of these health effects that's popping up in a 5G environment. But the 5G doesn't affect crystals or crystal-like or crystalline. So this is the crystal alignment, or what is called Christology. And this, again, is just an introduction, because now we got to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail, because now we're talking about over and understanding how does a crystalline, and well, first of all, let's just get back, take a step back, and when we're talking about a crystalline structure, what is it? Well, by definition, the word crystal, a crystallization, it is the arrangement of atoms in a particular, what they call amorphosis. It means having an internal structure that is necessary or that is made up of a crystal granite. So it is like a quartz crystal. Now, inside of the blood is these quartz crystals. So inside of your blood, you have these little crystals. That's why flesh and blood cannot enter in. But the crystalline rock, the crystals, there's a structure that is formed from crystals. And inside the word crystals, you will find the word Christ. So it is this crystalline or Christ structure, again, using physics or biology to explain theology. That is what is called infallible. But it's very difficult to find people with the over, under, and understand to understand how carbon is transformed or carbon takes on crystals. That's Christology. That's heliosology. And that's metal and meta. So when we talk about meta or metallurgy, that's how metals, that's how you change metals. So all of this is under over understanding how a dirt being put on or is transformed into a light being. That's what Yahushua, the whole story of the Bible is this story of how dirt, how you transfer poop basically into light. How you take carbon, transfer it into crystals. That is what the definition of what crystalline means. If you look at it, it's miraculous. It's like it's mind-blowing how the truth is hitting in plain sight. We talk about the greatest book ever written. The Bible is the greatest book ever written. But the inability to interpret what Christ means is the inability to understand Christology. It's the inability to understand heliology. And its ability to understand metal metallurgy, that's all kingdomology, which takes us again all the way back to biology, takes us all the way back to, again, understanding theology. So all of these ologies are all wrapped up into one. So when you study, you can't study one without studying the other. Because, again, by definition, it is the orderly arrangement of these crystals that are located inside of the body that's made up of atoms and molecules and ions. So anytime these atoms, now remember, an atom is an atom, and it is an atom, and then it is an atom. So that word by definition means an orderly, it means a highly organized. It is highly ordered, microscopic structure. It is called the crystal light lattice. So crystal is code for Christ. So it is a lattice, L-A-T-T-I-C-E. So I have to get, you know, a little detached to keep from getting too excited. Because when you understand that when you look at the arrangement from physics or mathematics of the lattice, of the crystal lattice or the latex, is you look at the atoms and the ions and the how it established the polymers, when you string together, it establishes what we call solid matter. And when you take the crystalline arrangement and you rearrange it, then that dissolves matter. It changes the molecular structure of matter. So the physics of Christ is my, that's the only way you can have fear, doubt, and unbelief, is to not to understand the physics of Christ. It's the only way. So the enemy makes sure that you get Jesus Christ and him crucified and you stop. Because if you do that, then you can't move on to perfection. Because by definition, now remember, if you just look at the definitions of the words, because again, the Bible said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. There was what they call crystal families. Now, this is all crystallology, another ology. It is the study of the crystal systems, the crystal families, and the, what they call the latex system. It's a group of how lattices, or what they call space groups, form. So you put these crystals together, they form what is called a crystal system. And these systems create ion bonds, or what they call ion bonding. And each one of these bonds creates a particular hexagonal or a tetragonal, or what they call an orthogonal or a monogonal or a trigonal. I mean, you have to get into the angles and get into the physics, understanding how the cubic four-dimensional shapes of what they call crystal systems are created. When you get into the study of understanding the physics behind this, and again, I lose people because of my love of the physics and the biology of it, because then that explains how condensed, this is called condensed matter physics. Now, remember, carbon to light is what this is all about. Crystallology, heliology, the sun, ology means words. These are words that produce sons. Your son, your daughter. Words produce sons and daughters. Christology, words produce Christ. Christ is light. Metaology, words produce meta, that means before physics. This is what is called condensed matter physics. So, again, this is epigenetics. This is before your genes exist. So the body is made up of genes. So before your body became genes, what was it? That's what we're talking about today, condensed matter physics. Now, this is part of what they call Bose-Einstein condensation. This is the micro or the macroscopic study of the physical properties of matter. This is condensed phase physics. This is what they call quasi-particle physics. Now, without getting too much into how this works on the what they call the latex or the magnetic ordering. So, and I love spintronics. I've done many shows on spintronics and superconductivity, but this is the electrical magnetic fields that's found inside of matter. So matter contains an electromagnetic field that is a result of a what they call a neutron magnetic movement. It is a linear and nonlinear. This is called paramagnetism. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because this is all of the physics that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt. I thought that $10,000 that I talk about all the time that I will give anybody that can prove me wrong, it'll never leave my pocket because of the understanding of the physics. Now, if you don't understand how condensed matter physics work, so when you say Jesus Christ and Him crucified, it doesn't really mean anything. You just think, you know, you have to come. But if you understand the super fluidity of the crystalline crystals formulate into a lattice, or it's like a ladder. It's like a wall. Now inside of the body, this is the physics of it. You don't even want to talk about the biology of it that I talk about in my book, Christened. So in that book, again, we talk about laminin, which laminin is a enzyme or a molecule inside of the body that looks exactly like a cross, and laminin is the gluons of the body. That means glue on. It's G-L-U, glue, O-N, on, gluons. So laminin is a gluon. It holds the body together. What does it say in Colossians? In Him we live, move, we have our being. Christ holds. There is no more a mediator between God and man save the Son, Christ. But without understanding Christology, you have no kingdomology. And the problem is a lack of gnosis. Just like the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. I don't care where you go or what you talk about. If you do not have an understanding of the condensed matter physics, if you don't understand that field of physics that deals with the macroscopic and the microscopic physical properties of matter and how they are condensed to create what you and I call physicality, this is the electromagnetism. This is the electricity and magnetism. This is what Tesla understood. Without this understanding, it is easily for you to be manipulated by what you see, because you don't know how what you see becomes available for you to see. Without understanding how waves are condensed into matter, how do you take something that is invisible and make it visible? If you do not understand the how you take something that is invisible and condense it down into something that is visible, how do you take liquids and turn them into solids? It is incomprehensible unless you understand what is called incompressible fluid. So if I want to take a liquid and turn it into solid, if I want to take solid and turn it into gas, that is called condensation or condensed matter physics. This is all particle physics. And so this ability to understand particle physics that's made up of, again, gluons and photons and bosons, and how the Higgs boson comes together. Once you break all of these particles down, you get photons. And that's light, and that's Yahushua. So we're back to where we started. So it's really easy to get really excited once you over, under, and understand that you are made in the image and likeness of your Father, and third-dimensional carbon-based bodies cannot survive in 5G or five-dimensional physics. Impossible. That's what the Bible says. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born of the water and the spirit, because only crystals are made up of water and spirit. They are held together by electromagnetism. It's water that is held together. So physical matter in this dimension, it cannot hold together in higher dimension. This is why once you look at how carbon-based cells change, once someone established what is called electro or black body radiation, that just simply means that they maintain a high vibration. It means holding the higher vision. That means holding the higher state. When Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, that's what he did. So that's why he was able to transfigure himself. That's why his physical body turned into, it transfigured. It turned, that's called ascension. So in order for the physical body to ascend to a higher dimension, it requires certain, quote unquote, spiritual overstanding. But most people don't have that overstanding, because nobody really breaks down. I'm not talking about physics that they teach in school. Remember, I'm talking about I'm talking about foodology, magnetology, freedomology, Christ or Christology, helios or heliology, and metaology. Because all of this is kingdomology, which is truthology. Because the Bible said that the truth will make, it doesn't ask, it will make you free. It changes you from carbon-based, it changes your cells from being a carbon-based cells to a crystalline-based cell. That enables or that activates what we call salvation, what some people call ascension. Carbon, and again, as I've been saying for years, melanin, it can enter into the fifth dimension. Because the word of God is a five-dimensional word. So you can stay in the third dimension, but you can't oscillate or vibrate. Because light that is absorbed, It changes the cells. Let me say it again. The sun sends light. That's called a photon. The sun's turn it into a neuro, or the body turns it into a neurophoton. These neurophotons, then they affect the neurons and the nucleus in the cells, thus changing the cells into a crystalline structure that allows for a quote-unquote physical survival in a higher vibrational level. But it only comes after increasing your spiritual clarity, which is what I'm doing. That's the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That's what we talk about in the private shows every night at 6 and 7. That's what we'll be talking about tonight at 6 or 7. And without this understanding, if you don't get this information from me, you got to get it from somebody else. But notice the information is very, very didactic, because, again, Jesus spoke into the treasury, and he taught. And people were drawn, and people came to him. He didn't go to them, because Jesus understood Christology, Christology, heliosology, metaology, kingdomology. He understood all the ologies, because he was expressing, exposing the stuff that changes the DNA. So once it hits the ears, it brings about, because you are a superconductor. We all are. We are all superconductors. We all have the ability to transmit electricity and magnetism at a very, very high speed. We're all conductors. So you don't have to go look for the Ark of the Covenant. You are the Ark of the Covenant. And your ability to understand crystalline lattice or this crystalline matrix, this allows you to bring about a crystallization, which is a process. This, again, this crystallization or crystal or crystallology, which is Christology, which is, again, the underopening understanding of how this crystallization process takes place, in which solid forms like atom, like Adam, like Atun, like Etum, or etymology, become very, very, very highly structured, highly ordered, highly organized. They become so intelligent that it brings about what is called a crystal growth. This is seed that I was talking about in yesterday's show. This is called the re-seedalization, the re-crystallization, the re-crystallization. It brings about a change in the biochemistry of particles, scientifically proven. Crystallization, brothers and sisters, is the under, over, and understanding of how one activates or become or has what you and I call a glorified body. That's the result of this crystallization process. Now, if you would go and, you know, talk to the average Joe about the, you know, what is the crystallization process of carbon, they're going to look at you a little cray-cray. Or ask them, what is, you know, condensed matter physics? Yeah, they're going to look at you like, what? So, brothers and sisters, where we're going in 2019, if you don't go with me and become a part of the Kingdom Interest Training Center, then please go with someone else. Because Matthew 7:20 says, by their fruit process, you shall know them. Without this process of going from carbon to Christ, your dogs will not hunt in the age of Aquarius. All of the stuff that everybody's worrying about, global warming, the earth heating up, all of this is the result of 5G, Nibiru coming back into the earth's atmosphere. However, the bigger G has a system in place by which there is a process of lowering the temperature of a liquid or a gas. This is called supercooling, or the supersaturated state. And it's the under-over understanding that for every action, there is a reaction. For every problem, there is a solution. Once you under-over understand that the Father, everything that the little G has thought up, the Father has already prepared for, the big G. So everybody else is talking gloom and doom. The Father has elevated and is elevating his people to a whole nother level. So everything in the Bible, you know, coming down the clouds of an air, white horse and all of this stuff, all of this is talking about the white matter inside of the brain. There is some brown matter outside of the brain that looks like gold. The brain, you turn it upside down, it looks like a throne or it looks like a chair. And that's why you get Ammon's horn. And when you go to that scripture in 1 Kings, which I'll be breaking down tomorrow morning as well, and then talk about the 24 elders casting their throne, all this stuff, all of this is a biological process that I will be breaking down and explaining. Now, I'm not taking away from the spiritual significance, but I'm saying that it must be understood. Again, reason and logic and love and compassion. You need both, not just Not just one. Reason and logic and loving and compassion. The ability to be able to use biology, the ability to use theology, the ability to understand cosmology. My brothers and my sisters, this brings about the new crystalline, the new glorified body. The new glorified body, brothers and sisters, is a crystalline body that is a result of Christ or Christology. This new glorified body is a crystalline body. To go from carbon, my brothers, from carbon, my sisters, to this new glorified body. We all are going to have this new glorified body. Well, I can say all, most. Most of us will have this new resurrected or this new glorified body. And further on in the year, later on in the year, I'm going to be doing another pay-per-view series while I break down a little further to go into the physics to give you the proof and also go into the biology to give you the proof as well. Because like the Bible says, in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. Simply meaning that people are going to get confused. They're gonna fall into the, you know, the hive mind or the flower of life, which is sacred geometry, which is still angles, which is fallen light. It's still bent light. So anything that deals with, again, I talked about it before, metatronic demonic distortion is here. The metatronic demonic distortion is basically, it's a planetary. It's a universal planetary system that's based upon computer code. So it's just like a computer, and you are the operating system. Or it's a software program that is over this entire planet that produces a template or a blueprint or a genetic field or code that interferes with the mechanics of creation. This is the dark lords. These are the controllers that I talked about. These are the manipulators. These are the handlers. These are the wipers that are using this, you know, metatronic demonic distortion to manipulate the crystalline Christ code. This is a fallen angelic collective unity that is the result of these anti, you know, God, you know, reptilian. And they're using all the stuff that's being promoted today. So when you hear these people talking about ascension, you hear people talking about the ascended masters, you hear people talk about, all of this. I don't want to say no names, but, you know, they are good people. But again, if you look at the physics of it, it's still angels. It's still angels. It's still fallen light. It has nothing to do with Ephesians 2. It has nothing to do with a new glorified body. That's why I have a problem when people start talking about race and start, you know, turning this into, you know, white or black. It starts there, but Yahushua is greater. He's bigger than there. And so we have to get to etymology. You have to have etom. You have to have atom or atum, A-T-U-M. First of all, you got to start with E-Y-T-O-M. Then you got to have A-T-U-M. Then you got to have A-T-O-M. Then you got to have A-D-A-M. Then you got to understand A-B-Z-U. If you don't over understand the etymology and the abzoology and the etymology and the atomology and the atomology, you're gonna get caught up in they almost had me, man. I was in the Hebrew Israelite stuff. I was into Egyptology. I studied the Kabbalah, and it's great, but you got to understand that there is a crystal line, because the crystal line is the Christ line. It is a resurrected. It's at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall be resurrected. It is a restructuring of the genetic code. That's physics. It takes place, and the only way to explain it is Gagu, God Almighty, Grand Unification Theorem. Theories are great, but brothers and sisters, you need a theorem, not a theory. Theories is an open loop. It's not a closed loop. It's extremely, extremely important, brothers and sisters. Because there is a plethora of information out there today. But as I will break down tomorrow, you want to join me on Facebook Live. Unless you're in the San Antonio, Texas area, you can come to 411 Fargo. But otherwise, I'll see you on Facebook Live, and we'll go through, you know, Acts chapter 1, verse, what is it, Father? I think it's verse 3, 2 or 3, somewhere in there. And in Acts, it talks about something that's extremely important. That, again, I'll be breaking down tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. And for the people that's part of the current series that deals with the electromagnetization of the cell in order to produce digital products, series will, again, we'll have, I think we're on part 7, so we'll wrap that up tonight as well. But this is in conclusion, it's extremely important to understand Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And it breaks down and it talks about something that's extremely important. See, the Father has done something for you and I that is extremely important. And it's called, in the King James, it's a word that I really love because it's the word infallible. Now, in the King James, it talks about something that is infallible. It says that these infallible. Yeah, that means convincing, infallible proofs. Without those infallible proofs, without those infallible proof, now a lot of people again, a lot of people saying a lot of warm and fuzzy stuff. It's great, but again, if you don't have fruit, if you don't have freedom, if it doesn't increase your faith, and it's not infallible, break that down tomorrow, your dog won't hunt, because there's a lot of shizness out in the marketplace today. A lot of Rem Dr. Bishops and a lot of people saying a lot of warm and fuzzy stuff. And you have to over, under, and understand, because the stuff that everybody else is selling, it works. But the process is flawed. Because it doesn't produce, it's not infallible, and it doesn't produce faith, produce fruit, and it's darn sure it doesn't produce freedom, mental freedom, where you're able to sleep like a newborn baby at night. I don't care if it's 4 hours of sleep that you get, like I do, or 10 hours of sleep that you get. It doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters, my brothers, the only thing that matters, my sisters, is for you to be able to oscillate and vibrate in a frequency, in a wave, or in a vibration that allows you to express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness. Because at the end of the day, you are returning back to source. You're returning back to your purpose, back to your position, back to your power, or back to your pattern. Because patterns are power. Your power comes from your position. So if you get out of position, you get out of power. So join me tomorrow, brothers and sisters, or later on tonight at, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. For the members that's paid members for the electromagnetization class, as we continue to break down how to become how to magnetize the self. So that way you can monetize the self. So that way you can maximize the self. We'll wrap that up tonight, and then join me tomorrow around 12 noon on my Facebook Live, where I'll be broadcasting, where I'll be going through and breaking down a very, very important message that really, really helps us to assist us with under, over, and understanding the age that we are living in, which is the age of the kingdom, as I introduce kingdomology. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Now wake up and I pay you, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools.